Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free and get the podcast there later today. John from the Colorado Candy Company is in studio with us, bringing down a load of candy for the holidays, man. Hey, welcome to the studio, man. It took you, what, an hour and 45 minutes to get here?
Yeah, it was a little intense getting down here, but always worth it to see you guys.
You've got a big old box of candy. I heard Jamie talking with you off the air, and you were talking about how your company started. That's pretty fascinating.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a passion of love for sure. It's amazing to have like your dream job.
Well, I know, but I mean, I didn't even know that like all your equipment, like when the crimper, the old fashioned candy crimper, you know, that does the ribbon candy, is from the 1800s. How do you get parts for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. We actually just had it break a couple of weeks ago. And thankfully, I had found a second one a few years back on eBay and bought it just for that occasion. Yeah, there is no going back. These are all brass pieces and that were made a long time ago.
I found it fascinating that you even say that. For all your life, all you've ever wanted to do is make candy.
That just
seems... It's like, to me, it's like, that is so
It's such a weird
rare.
Dream.
It's rare.
Oh, I said weird.
Well, sorry. Not weird.
but
it's just so, I don't know, it's just eclectic.
Candy.
I guess that all I ever wanted to do was make candy, man.
Yeah, it really just is my dream job. It's pretty awesome, and we've had the opportunity to have my father-in-law and my son working there as well, so there's three generations of us making candy. And
did your parents not let you have candy? Is that why you always... I mean, there's got to be some deep-rooted
reason.
There's
got to be,
You know, for me, I think it's... I'm not very artistic at drawing, singing, anything like that, but candy, I can make something really beautiful that people look at and are like, wow, that is gorgeous, and it tastes amazing.
Well, but Jamie's on to something. Have you seen a psychiatrist or anything? I mean, if you lie on a couch and talk about this with anybody, I've ever wanted to do is make candy.
My bourbon pecan bacon brittle came to me in a dream. So that's that's how I live. I dream, I think, I live candy.
But that's a lot. It's like Willy Wonka sitting right here.
Willy Wonka. John Wonka.
Yeah, John Wonka. I bet that's been called before, right? Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, but
the candy.
We have a question, and he won't indulge us in this, but there are these little footballs, right? They're these sweet, they're sour. I mean, not sweet. Sour, right?
Super sour.
And they're specially made. Well, you tell a story. It's
your
story.
They're specially made for one of your Denver Broncos players. One of our favorite Denver Broncos players. He's a candy nut. He's got a candy room in his house. And he reached out to us and wanted to do a collaboration. And after a couple iterations, we came up with that blast your face off sour candy, and so we're going to release it here in the next 2 weeks. You'll find out who it is.
But he won't tell us who it is.
No.
He did a collaboration with a football player.
Yeah.
These are little footballs, and they're super, like, so sour, they're crazy. They made my head hurt. But
now, here's the way I look at it, too. Okay. If it's a football player on the team, and it's got to be sour candy, that means it's a football player that's sour.
Oh, okay? They're not very happy.
So who on the football team is not very happy? I got a feeling that's who it's going to be that this candy is for. That's my guess.
All right. Anybody have guesses on class?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Zach Wilson. He was traded here from the Jets, and he can't even get on the field.
Whoa.
Because of Bo Nix. So it's Zach Wilson sour candy is the way I
guess.
See it.
That is good. That actually should be. Wow, BJ, that's brilliant.
I'm just saying.
You know what? We can't beat that one.
King of common sense is me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was a good guess.
Thanks, man, for coming down here.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. We appreciate it. We love listening to you guys at the candy shop every morning.
We eat this candy all year long.
We do. Oh, my God.
We keep it in our office.
We literally have crumbs from last year.
We do.
Yeah. And
we
BJ picks up the tray and puts his tongue in it.
Yeah. Well, now you got a fresh restock.
Thank you so much. Again, it's the Colorado Candy Company. And I'm assuming you have a website.
Yeah, coloradocandycompany.com. You can even get our ribbon candy on there this year.
Nice. It's the Bronco colors, too.
We have Bronco colors. And we have our traditional pack. Yep.
That sour stuff is no joke.
I mean, what the heck you put in there?
Jeepers.
Mostly acid, a little bit of sugar.
Mostly acid.
Acid?
Yeah. All right.
Like citric acid.
Oh, okay.
That's how you make it. That's how you make it tart.
Dude, I'm tripping.
Not that acid.
John, thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
The Colorado Candy Company. Oh, make your order for the holiday seasons. They're really good at what they do. And it's a passion, as you can tell. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You're on this Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.